Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be mainly cloudy, a little bit of sun as the day goes on. High of about 68 degrees. In Kenosha, cloudy 56, 53 Burlington, 57 in Milwaukee, and cloudy in Racine with 54 degrees. The Racine Executive Committee held another closed session on the federal lawsuit filed against the city by a handful of minority former bar owners, but unlike past get-togethers, which contained just simple updates through the city attorney's office, the door opened up and word came that a settlement proposal is going to be going before the Common Council for a vote tonight. No details have been released, new city attorney Scott Letney indicating only that the last-minute agenda item will be in front of the aldermen this evening. The proposed settlement follows the city moving for a summary judgment in the judge in the case to dismiss the suit that after the seven plaintiffs had argued in their response that plenty of evidence still exists to prove discrimination in the licensing and discipline against them by the mayor, former and current alderman, and the former police chief. 7 o'clock is when the council's regular meeting begins. That'll be after a committee of the whole get-together. Search is continuing for Andrew Obregon, the 32-year-old man wanted in connection with the death of a Kenosha man a couple of weeks ago. The latest in the case from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Obregon has eluded law enforcement more than once over the past several days, including two high-speed chases. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth has reallocated several deputies to the case, placed extra uniform patrols in high-visibility positions around the schools in Bristol, Paris, and Brighton townships, and increased the number of investigators following up leads in the case. The sheriff has also filed formal mutual aid requests with the Racine County Sheriff's Office and the Kenosha Police Department for additional resources. According to a news release, Beth has made the search for Obregon a top priority and is using every available resource to bring the situation to a peaceful conclusion. Meanwhile, Obregon's mother is being held in the Kenosha County Jail, charged with aiding a felon for allegedly helping her son elude police. Susan Obregon is accused of meeting with her son and providing him money at least twice since the search for him began. She's also accused of lying about the contact. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A Racine woman is facing a number of charges after police discovered two children living in squalid conditions. They were called to a home because 25-year-old Melissa Savino was allegedly intoxicated, breaking items in the residence, and making suicidal comments after breaking up with her boyfriend. Officers discovered two small children, one in a crib so cluttered that reports say at first the officer didn't even see the baby, wearing only a soiled diaper. They said the home was filled with moldy food, dog feces, and flies, and that the smell was, quote, overwhelming, unquote. Several inches of standing water in the bathtub, little food in the refrigerator, several exterior windows missing. Savino charged with two counts each of second-degree reckless endangerment of safety and child neglect. Human Services has the custody now of the children. Governor Scott Walker says improving access to mental health services, that is a key part of preventing mass shootings like occurred out in the Great Northwest.
Last week's mass shooting in Oregon is renewing calls for stricter gun control. During a stop at Menominee on Monday, Walker tried to shift the focus to mental health care, saying it's been a factor in several incidents here in Wisconsin.
The one thing you see common, unfortunately, in almost every one of these instances is someone who's fallen through the cracks when it comes to mental health services.
Walker says it's something he's trying to increase funding for, although he argues there's more to it than that.
The best thing we can do more than just money is try to break the stigma.
The governor says those with mental health issues should be encouraged to seek treatment. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The governor also saying very little about who he might appoint to fill a vacancy on the state Supreme Court, indicating he'll begin the interview process regarding candidates by the middle of the week.
We've had a handful of applicants for that. And we'll certainly look at each of the folks throughout the normal process we've used for other judicial appointments.
Governor's looking to appoint somebody to serve out the rest of Justice Patrick Crook's term after his sudden death last month. And a Racine school board member's come up with his own idea for dividing RUSD into 9 districts as required with the new state law that targets Racine. At the board work session last night, Dennis Weiser arguing that the committee that came up with 2 options for school board consideration failed to properly define congruent, one of the requirements for the districts. Now, nobody spoke either for or against Weiser's plan, which leaves it up to the full board to decide the issue at a formal meeting later this month. State-mandated district plan designed to give Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, and Sturtevant greater say-so in district affairs means that school board members would no longer be selected on an at-large basis. Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman delivering his proposed 2016 budget to the aldermen at last night's city council meeting. It includes an increase in the levy, but a decrease in property taxes. Says the budget calls for two new positions, a sergeant in the police department and an engineer. There's also a 1.5% across-the-board salary increase for city employees. The levy increase is 2.58%.
That's a little bit higher than we've been used to in the last, well, in the 8 years that I've been here. We were at 1.98 last year. It represents an increase in the operating budget of $1.5 million, of which $800,000 of that 1.5 is in a proposed wage increase for everybody here.
Capital spending proposal includes funding for the Southport Beach House roof project, and he believes it's time to, in his words, tee up talks with Moody's about increasing the city's bond rating.
We've got strong development here, as anyone can see. We have room for more development over the next several years as the development finds us. We have a strong fund balance of over $14 million. We pay down debt rapidly, and we've got recovering values, property values, as I mentioned earlier in this report.
Under the proposed budget, the taxes on the average Kenosha home, valued at $127,000, would go down between $125 and $140 next year. Committee review of the mayor's budget proposal begins later this month. City Council in Kenosha last night did approve a resolution to create a segregated fund to pay for the maintenance and any future updates to the all-inclusive Dream Playground. Resolution was approved unanimously. The formal ribbon cutting is coming up this Saturday. Crowds of roughly 100 each attending Congressman Paul Ryan's listening sessions at Kenosha's Snap-on Innovation Works facility and the Racine Theater Guild. Responding to a veteran on disability who complains about the VA hospital in North Chicago and wanting to offer testimony, the Janesville Republican stated it's a dysfunctional agency that faces no budget cuts due to politics.
What's frustrating me about this issue is there's only one area of government that we haven't been cutting spending. And there's only one category of spending that when the budget is submitted from the administration, from the VA, then we increase it. So in Congress, ever since I've been writing budgets, we add to the VA healthcare benefit above what they request, and still all of these things happen.
On immigration, the congressman talked to a probationary process that is not amnesty, but respects the rule of law.
Just like if you break a law in America, a lot of times a judge will put you on probation, do probationary visas that require fines, penalties, conditionality, English, civics, back taxes, can't be on public assistance, be gainfully employed. And what the proposal that I've been talking about in advancing, I wrote about this a lot, is then we have to set up a metrics on what it takes to secure the border.
Democratic challenger Thomas Breaux at the Racine gathering asking a question about policy decisions, the congressman telling the audience prior to answering, Tom and I will be enjoying running against each other in the next election. And in Madison, there's a legislative committee that'll have a hearing today on a bill to overhaul Wisconsin's Civil Service Commission. All-day testimony before a Senate panel on replacing the civil service exam with a resume-based process, making it easier to fire for misconduct and speed up the hiring process. WRJN.com is your source for our local news throughout the day. It's our newscast in podcast form in the local news section you can get to. And at WRJN News is how you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.